常清楚的。
But over the last 30 years, people found that really was not a satisfying way to look at the world.
但是在过去的三十年当中，大家就发现，哦，原来这个现代观这种看待世界的方法，并不是能够让人满意的一种方法。
It was a worldview that was fine for the laboratory in science, but not necessarily fine for the way that we live our lives.
现代观呢，可能是对于在实验室当中做科学实验的科学家来说，嗯，挺受益的。可是对于我们自己这样每天来生活的人来说，可能并没有那么有用。
And so basically, the postmodern worldview says you can invent yourself.
所以呢，也就是后现代观的人呢，他们就认为说你是可以去创造的。
It says that what's true for you isn't necessarily true for me.
就是说，这个事实是一个很主观的。对于你来说是事实的东西，未必对于我来说就是。
And I can believe anything I want about what I see.
然后我看到的所有的东西，我可以去相信我愿意相信的。
Now all of this has been even more significantly confused by the idea of virtual reality.
但是这些呢，对于这种现实来说，站在这个现实的角度来看呢，反而就是更让人觉得费解。
In a sense, the virtual reality in entertainment and games and things like that is a reflection of where people are in their own heads with their entire worldview.
因为呢，这个现实也就是我们说的这种视觉上的现实，比如说看电影啊之类的，就会让大家觉得很困惑。
Some of you probably saw the movie The Matrix.
大家可能看过《黑客帝国》。
In The Matrix, machines conquered the world and took over humanity.
在《黑客帝国》当中呢，机械它战胜了人类。
And they put human beings into little pods to draw energy from them.
他们把人都放在这种小的盒子里面，然后从那里来吸取能量。
And so to keep them alive, they hooked them into a large computer complex.
然后为了让他们能够活着呢，就把他们放在一个很大型的一个电脑操控的机械当中。
And so everything that almost all of humanity saw and understood was just a virtual reality. It wasn't true at all.
所以呢，我们这种从人性的这个角度来看到的这些东西，它只是一个眼睛看到的这个现实，但是其实并不是真理。
And so the hero of the movie is supposed he finds out the truth, and he seeks out to try to set people free.
所以呢，在那个电影当中的那个英雄，他就是想要找到真理，然后能够解放人类。
And in some ways, that movie actually probably drew on the Christian story of the idea of redemption.
所以呢，这个《黑客帝国》它可能跟我们基督教当中所讲的这种救恩、救赎是很有关系的。
But the fact of the matter is, the way that the worldview the person who made the movie had was that, well, maybe everything that we see isn't real.
但是呢，不同的是，可能这个制片人他所想到的是，也许我们所看到的东西并不是真的。
And in terms of games.
然后还有就是游戏。
Now, I hope that most of you are not spending most of your day playing computer games.
我希望在座的各位并不是花大部分的时间去玩电脑游戏。
Unfortunately, I still know some college students even that spend an awful amount of time, into these reality games that they play.
但是我知道呢，有一些大学生可能每天就会玩很多那个电脑游戏啊。
There's one game in particular called Second City. Have you ever, or Second Life rather? Have you heard of that?
有一个游戏是叫《第二生命》，我没玩过，但是大家有没有听说过呢
？Right now, there are over 1 million people playing this game.
现在大概有超过1000万的人都在玩这个。
They've created an entire world inside this computer.
就是他们在用这个电脑，然后去创造了这样一个虚拟的世界。
And you can assume whatever identity you want.
你可以想当谁就当谁。
You can be, you know, guys, if you're small and not very strong, you can be a powerful, you know, macho man.
如果要是你是比较小的，就是比较虚弱的一个人啊，你可以在那个世界当中，你就可以成为一个很强壮的人。
Or ladies, if you don't like being a woman, you can actually be a man in these.
如果要是在座的女士，要是你们不想就是做女人的话，在那里面也可以变成男人。
I mean, this particular computer game has become so powerful in some circles that churches have even gone online and established virtual churches to try to witness to people playing the game.
因为这个游戏它变得实在是影响力太大了，所以有一些教会他们会在这个游戏当中建立虚拟的教会，然后想通过这个游戏来去吸引更多的人。
Now, these are kind of extreme examples.
这个呢是比较极端的一些例子。
But the question arises, what really is real?
但是问题还是存在的，就是到底什么才是真的？
Next slide, please.
下一张幻灯片。
Is this real?
这个东西是真的吗？
Well, of course it is. If I throw this at you, you will dodge or you will get hurt.
当然这是真的了，因为如果我把这个扔向你的方向的话，你会马上要躲开。
And so what we see around us, what we feel, what we, you know, hits us is something which is definitely real. It has existence.
如果要是一个东西它能够碰到我们，能够撞到我们的话，那当然这个东西就是真的。
So it's not an illusion.
这并不是一个幻觉。
You're not in a matrix.
你并不是在黑客帝国当中。
Who you are is who you are.
你就是你是谁。
And there are some things that you cannot change.
有一些东西是你没有办法改变的。
And it's important that you understand that.
而且对于你来说，明白到这一点是非常重要的。
But even though life is not an illusion, it's also something which does not last.
虽然说生活它并不是一个幻觉，但是一个人的生命是不会一直存在的。
The Bible tells us that what we see and what we feel and what we touch is passing away.
这个圣经告诉我们说，我们现在所看到的、所触摸到的这些东西，它都是在不断消失的。
Some of the scriptures that deal with this is Hebrews 10:1.
有圣经当中有一些经句就讲到了这个。
It says, "For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never." By the same sacrifices that are continually offered, it can never be by the same sacrifices continually offered.
就是希伯来书的第十章第一节，有圣经的大家可以把圣经给打开，上面讲到呢，律法既然是以后要来的美好事物的影子，不是本体的真相，就不能凭着每年献祭，献同样的祭品，使那些近前来的人得到完全。
Colossians 2:16-17 says, Let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food or drink with regard to a festival or new moon or Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ.
还有呢，就是哥罗西书的第二章16-17节，所以不要让人因着饮食、节期、月朔、安息日就批评你们。这些不过是将来的事物的影子，那真体却是属于基督的。
In Hebrews 8:5, talking about the temple, the writer says, These things serve as a copy and a shadow of heavenly things.
还有呢，就是希伯来书的第八章的第五节说，天上事物的，天上事物的本体和影像。
Next slide, please.And so the thing that is important for us to recognize is there is a reality that is deeper than what is visible. And we as Christians must find a way to understand and live it.
所以呢，我们从这些圣经这个经句当中，我们就可以看到，我们这样这个事实可能并不是我们现在眼睛能够看到的。那么我们要做的就是要去发现并且去相信这样的一个事实。
And so I want to look this morning at three misunderstandings from Matthew 19 that have prevented us from being able to really see and live in what is real.
所以今天我就想为大家讲一下马太福音第十九章，然后讲一下三个误区。
Okay, next slide, please.
下一张幻灯片。
Okay, the first misunderstanding we have regards the nature of salvation.
第一个呢，我们所有的误区就是关于救恩的这样的一个误区。
In other words, we don't really understand what the kingdom of God is all about.
换句话来讲呢，就是我们可能不太明白说神的天国到底是什么样的。
The rich young man in Matthew chapter 19 comes to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life?"
在这个章节当中呢，一个很有钱的年轻人来到主耶稣面前问，我到底需要做什么才能够得到永生？
The young man understood that he was missing something.
这个年轻人他明白说他现在有一些要做的东西他可能还没有做。
He had lots of money.
他有很多钱。
Life was good.
他的生活是很好的。
But it was still empty.
但是呢却是很空虚的。
He thought there has to be something more.
他觉得呢生命当中应该有更多的东西。
And so he comes to Jesus and he says, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life?
所以呢，他来到主耶稣面前，然后问说：“我到底需要做什么才能够得到永生呢？”
Now, when you think about eternal life, most people automatically think about living forever.
当我们讲到永生的时候，大部分的人所想到的就是永远的生命。
And that's one small component of what eternal life really is.
但是永生呢，永远的生命只是永生很小的一部分。
But it's more than that.
但是永生是比永远的生命更多的东西。
This young man knew that he had lots of good things now, but he didn't know what the future held for him.
这个年轻人他知道他现在有很多很好的东西，但是他并不知道未来是什么样的。
And he knew that there was something he needed to seek after more than what he had.
但是而且他也知道呢，说有一些他特别要追求的东西是他现在所没有的。
So Jesus comes back to him and says, well, if you want to inherit eternal life, you need to keep the commandments.
所以呢，主耶稣就到他面前，就告诉他说：“如果你想要永生的话，你必须得遵守这些戒律。”
And the young man says, "Well, which ones?"
然后呢，这个年轻人就问：“那哪些呢？”
And so Jesus lists six commandments that he should keep.
然后耶稣呢，就列出了六样他需要遵守的戒律。
Now it's interesting because this is a good Jewish boy.
这是很有意思的，因为呢，这是一个很好的犹太的一个年轻人。
He knows the law.
他明白律法。
And he knows the commandments.
他明白戒律。
How many commandments are there?
到底有多少戒律呢？
Six?
六个吗？
No, there's ten.
不对啊，因为有十个。
And so Jesus only gives him part of the commandments.
所以呢，主耶稣只是把这个戒律当中的一部分给他说。
So the first question this young man should have had was, wait a minute, what happened to the other four commandments that you left out?
所以呢，第一个问题这个年轻人应该问的应该是那四个你没有讲到的戒律到底是怎么样了
But he didn't do that.
但是他并没有这么做。
He said, well, I've done all these things since I was a child.
他说呢，我从小开始就这些东西我都遵守。
Then he says, what more do I lack?
他说，我到底还需要做什么呢？
Well, if he'd been thinking, he would have recognized that the commandments that Jesus left out were the commandments that dealt with his relationship with God.
这个时候呢，他应该明白到那些主耶稣没有提到的戒律是跟他和神之间关系有关的戒律。
All these commandments had to do with his relationship with other people.
这些戒律呢，是跟他和别人的关系有关的戒律。
And so when he said he had kept all those, I kind of wonder if he really did.
当他说呢，我遵守这些戒律的时候，我就有点怀疑说他到底是不是真的。
After all, he was incredibly rich.
无论怎么说呢，他都是非常的有钱的。
And he lived in a place that was incredibly poor.
而且他住的地方呢，却是一个很贫困的地方。
Had he really loved his neighbor as himself?
如果要是他真的是爱人如己、爱邻如己的话呢
？And so Jesus says, "Well, you still lack one thing."
所以呢，主耶稣就说你还缺要少一样东西。
I want you to sell all your possessions and go give to the poor, and then come and follow me, and things will be well.
他说呢，我想呢，让你变卖你的家产，然后把你变卖得到的这些钱都分给那些贫困的人，他们就会来到主耶稣面前。那么你现在就好了。
The young man went away very sad.
然后这个年轻人就非常的难过。
Because his possessions controlled his heart.
因为他所拥有的东西控制了他的心。
They blinded him to his relationship with God.
这些他所拥有的东西呢，成为了他和神关系的一道屏障。
Now, when I first read this passage many, many years ago, I was a new Christian.
很多年之前，当我第一次读到这段经文的时候呢，我刚刚成为一个基督徒。
And I kind of scratched my head and said, wait a minute.
然后我就感到很困惑，然后我就想，哎，等一等。
I was just told that in order to be a Christian, you can't work your way into eternal life.
我刚刚有人跟我说要成为基督徒的话，我不能够自己努力去得到。
I mean, after all, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 2, you're saved by grace, not by works.
那个保罗呢，他就在这个圣经当中说过，说你并不是通过你的努力而被救得到救赎的，你是因为神的恩典而得到救赎的。
So, what was Jesus doing here?
所以主耶稣他这里到底是在做什么呢？
Well, let's take a little bit step further. Jesus turns to his disciples after the young man leaves.
让我们再看一下，然后当这个年轻人走了之后呢，这个主耶稣他就看到他的门徒。
And he says, it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
他说呢，富有的人要进到天国真是太难了。
And then he says, he repeats it a second time. He says, I tell you, it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom.
然后他又强调了一下说，我告诉你们，富有的人要进天国是非常难的。
He says, it's even easier for a big camel to enter the, go through the eye of a needle, this little tiny needle.
他说要有多难呢？这是要比骆驼进针眼还要难。
Than it is for a rich man to get into God's kingdom.
他说就是富有的人要进天国是比骆驼要进针眼还难的。
Well, that still didn't answer my question about, well, how is a person saved?
但这个呢并没有回答我的问题，就是人是怎么得救的。
It just made it seem harder.
只是好像觉得越来越难了。
And the disciples are equally confused.
那些门徒们呢也是非常的困惑的。
I mean, in the mind of the disciples, the Old Testament taught that if a person was good, God would prosper them.
因为呢在旧约当中讲到说，如果要是一个人他是一个好人的话，那么神就会降恩典于他。
And so if you were rich, you've been blessed by God.
所以呢如果要是你很富有的话呢，是因为神把恩典降给你了。
And not only if you were rich, but if you were rich and good, it was a sign that you and God must be really, really close.
而且不仅仅是你富有，如果你是富有，而且你是个好人的话，这就是说明你跟神之间的关系特别好。
And that's what, I mean, it looked like with this young man. He was good, he was wealthy, he was blessed, right?
所以这就好像是这个故事当中的年轻人那样，他是一个好人，他很有钱，然后呢，他就是得到了神的恩典。
Well, not at all.
但并不是。
And the disciples recognized that problem that existed between what they had been brought to, up to believe and what Jesus was actually teaching here.
这个时候呢，门徒就意识到的是，他们在成长过程当中被教育的跟主耶稣告诉他们的这之间是有不同的。
So in essence, what Jesus has done is here, he's taken three terms and made them synonymous with one another.
在这里呢，就是主耶稣他用了三个不同的话，然后呢把这三个话就是作为了他讲义当中的重点。
The young man talked about eternal life.
他讲了永生。
Jesus talked about the kingdom of God.
主耶稣讲到神的天国。
The disciples talked about being saved.
而这个他的门徒呢讲到的是救恩。
And somehow these three terms interlock with one another.
这三个词呢他们之间是相互关联的。
And Jesus goes so far as to tell the disciples,With man, it's impossible for anybody to have these things.
主耶稣告诉他们呢，说任何一个人都没有，几乎没有办法来获得这些东西。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是呢，从神而言，什么都是可能的。
And so, when we think, the young man wanted eternal life.
这个年轻人他想要永生。
And what did he want?
他想要的到底是什么呢？
He wanted to live forever.
他想要永远的生活下去。
Who doesn't want to live forever?
又有谁不想一直活着呢？
Especially if you're rich, it's fun to live forever, right?
尤其是你很富有的话，你一直活着是很有趣的一件事。
But Jesus is saying that's not what life is all about.
但是主耶稣说这并不是生活的意义。
What happened was this young man had been, well, let me explain. Do you know what a vaccination is?
我想问一下大家，你们知道这个疫苗是什么吗？
A vaccination is where you are given a mild form or the false form of a disease in order to prevent the real disease from getting you.
疫苗呢就是说它会注射一个就是类似于这个真正的病毒但并不是的东西，然后让你有免疫力，然后这样子的话是能够避免你真的感染上那个疾病。
When I was a child, smallpox was still a problem in the world.
当我是那个小孩子的时候，这个天花还是很那个风行的。
And what they did was they gave me a shot of something that was like smallpox, and my body would build up antibodies against anything that looked like that.
他们做的就是为我注射了这个天花的疫苗，然后我就产生了抗体。
I still have a big scar on the back of my arm from where they gave me that vaccination.
我现在呢胳膊上还有那块那个时候他们给我打疫苗的那个疤。
But I never got smallpox.
但是我从来没有得天花。
As a matter of fact, smallpox doesn't exist anymore.
事实上呢，这个天花已经不存在了。
Because that's how effective it was.
这就是疫苗有多么的有效。
And what happened to the young man and what happened to the Jewish people was they believed that you could be saved, but you could get eternal life by doing certain things.
这个犹太的年轻人呢和当时的很多人他们就觉得只要我去做一些事情我就能够得救。
And that's not true.
但这并不是真的。
That's not what God teaches us in the Bible.
这并不是神在这个圣经当中教导我们的。
But by believing that kind of thing, they had been vaccinated against the truth, the real, what salvation is all about.
但是呢，因为他们相信了这样的教导，这样不是神所要给予的这种教导呢，所以就像他们打了疫苗一样，他们没有办法接触到这个真理到底是什么。
Jesus goes on in John 17:3 to define eternal life in a different way.
然后在这个约翰福音的17章
He says, This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent.
认识你是独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督就是永生。
And so eternal life isn't just living forever, it's living forever in a quality of relationship that knows and glorifies God.
所以永生并不只是说你永远的生活下去，而是在这个永远的生命当中，你能够一直不断的记得去荣耀神。
And so, when the young man wanted to live forever, he didn't really care that much about God. He just wanted to live forever.
所以，当这个年轻人他想要永生的时候，他其实并没有想到跟神有什么关系，他就是想永远的活下去。
And yet, that kind of that quantity of life will only happen in relationship to God through Jesus Christ.
但是呢，真正的永生，它只有在当你和神建立密切关系的时候，才能够发生。
But by shifting the focus away from eternal life onto the kingdom of God, Jesus helps us to understand what that really means.
所以呢，当我们不把眼光放在永远的生命上，而是放在神的国度上的时候，我们就会明白永生到底指的是什么。
What's a kingdom?
天国是什么？
A kingdom is a place where a king reigns.
天国就是一个有国王的地方。
And so, basically, the kingdom of God is a place where God is actually reigning in a very real way.
那神的国度呢，就是一个神他掌权的地方。
Now, it's obvious that right now, God does not rule over the whole earth.
现在呢，我们也知道神他并不是百分之百的去管理我们的这个地球。
Temporarily, Satan has been, he's usurped the power, and he's the one who is causing all the evil and disaster that we see.
现在呢是撒旦他，他来控制这个世界，所以说我们就看到有很多悲剧。
But the kingdom of God is coming now in the hearts and the lives of people who trust Jesus to be their Lord and Savior.
但是神的国度呢，它在不断的降临，是通过那些相信神，然后相信神的国度的这些人。
It's important for us to recognize that to become a Christian is not merely to gain this quantity of life forever.
所以呢，对于我们来说很重要的是意识到，作为一个基督徒，并不是说我们想要努力得到一个很好的一个生活方式，然后永远的生活下去。
That really does happen. We do receive a quantity of life.
我们确实是得到了这个永恒的生命。
But that happens only as we bow our knee to the King and serve Him.
但是呢，这个只是当我们能够跪下来，能够真的去服侍神的时候才会发生。
I have a quote on the screen, from a man named A.W. Pink.
我在这个屏幕上面呢有一个有一个摘录。
He was a pastor, 100 years ago.
他是一百年前的一个牧师。
But it's interesting that what he says is very applicable to today.
但是有意思的一点是他当时说的呢，对于今天来说仍然很受用。
He says the nature of Christ's salvation is woefully misrepresented by the present day evangelist. He announces a savior from hell rather than a savior from sin. That is why so many are fatally deceived, for there are multitudes who wish to escape from the lake of fire who have no desire to be delivered from their carnality or their worldliness.
这个主要这个摘录的意思呢，主要说的就是说，现在很多的这个传道人，他们就是误传了这个救恩到底是什么。他们以为救他们，所以人们很多人意识到的救恩就是能够避免地狱的这种灾难，却没有意识到救恩其实是把我们从罪当中赎出来。就是救恩是让我们意识到，我们这种看待世界的方式有的时候是不对的。
Does Jesus save us from hell?
主耶稣是把我们从地狱当中救出来了吗？
Yes.
当然了。
But he saves us from hell as he saves us from our sins.
但是当他把我们从地狱当中救出来的时候，更重要的是他把我们从罪的捆绑当中救了出来。
And if you call yourself a Christian, but you continue to live in habitual sin, then you should ask yourself if you're really a Christian at all.
如果要是你自称是基督徒，可是你却每天习惯性的在犯罪的话，你确实应该自问一下，你自己到底是不是一个基督徒。
The scriptures consistently talk about Jesus as our Lord.
这个圣经当中呢，一直不断的讲说神是我们的主人。
Some of you who've been in my discipleship class will know that I ask a question of you sometimes as to whether I'm quoting this verse correctly.
那些来过来参加我们读训练营的人呢，可能知道我总是不断的问大家说，哎，我是不是正确的引用了经文？
If you believe in your, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Savior and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
这个是。
If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Savior.
如果要是你用嘴说说神他是你的救主。
And believe in your heart God raised him from the dead.
然后你心里明白说神他是从这个死亡当中出来的。
You shall be saved.
你就被救了。
Now, did I quote that passage correctly?
他有没有，我刚刚肯定说的是不对的，但是他有没有说对这个经文当中的话？
The answer is no, I didn't.
这个答案是他也没有说对。
Because the script, Paul writes, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, not Savior.
因为呢，这个圣经当中讲的并不是说，如果要是你口里承认神是你的救主，他讲的是神是你的主。
If Jesus is your Lord, then he is your Savior.
如果神是你的主人，那他就是你的救主。
But if Jesus is not your Lord, then Jesus is not your Savior.
如果神他不是你的主人，他就不是你的救主。
And that is the nature of salvation.
这就是救恩。
And that is an understanding of the kingdom.
然后这就是对天国的理解。
Because we are saved as we become part of the kingdom, the rule of God, and we receive eternal life.
因为呢，我们得救了，我们就成为神天国的一部分，我们得到神的恩典。
So we're not just saved from sin, we're saved for Christ.
我们并不是只是说从罪当中被解救出来，我们是为了主耶稣而被解救出来。
This is the most essential concept that we can grasp from the Bible.
这个呢，是我们在圣经当中能够得到的最重要的消息。
Because if you don't understand this, you don't understand true reality.
如果要是你不明白这些呢，那么你就没有办法明白什么是真正的现实。
But once you've grasped it, then you are on the road to really becoming all that God intends for you to be.
但是呢，一旦你了解了这些，你就会真的是踏上一个去明白神所为你所预备的这样的一个道路。
Next slide, please.
下一张。
The second misunderstanding we have as believers is a misunderstanding of what the nature of reality is.
第二个呢，我们经常有的误区是我们不明白这个现实到底是什么。
And this is a misunderstanding in essence of what it means to live in the kingdom.
这个呢，就是跟如何在神的国度当中生活有关系的。
Because I need to keep up with my notes. There are four metaphors that the Bible uses for people who are Christians.
在圣经当中呢，这个圣经里面用了四个比喻来比喻那些基督徒。
And those metaphors help us to understand what it really is real for us as Christians.
这些比喻呢，它能够帮助我们理解，对于我们来说，什么是真实的。
If we are Christians, we are citizens of the kingdom.
如果要是我们是基督徒的话呢，我们就是天国的公民。
And so the first of those metaphors is the idea that we are subjects of the king.
所以首先呢，第一个这个比喻就是说，我们是就是天国当中的一部分。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Well, I mean, in one sense, it means you're a citizen of the kingdom of God.
首先一方面是你是。这个天国当中的公民。
But the Bible's word that it uses is not really a subject or citizen, it's slave.
但是呢，在圣经当中讲的并不只是说公民，它讲的是奴隶。
Back in the days of the Bible, the king was the absolute ruler.
在这个圣经写成的那段历史时间的时候呢，就是国王他就是这个统治者。
And everybody that was in his kingdom was his slave.
如果就任何一个在他国度里面的人呢，都是这个受他管制的。
And so if the king says to you, go do this,
如果这个国王跟你说去做那件事，
he's not asking for a suggestion.
他并不是想听你的建议。
You either went and did it or you died.
你要不然就去做，要不然你就没命了。
Now, is God like that?
那么神是这样的吗？
Well, not exactly.
并不完全是。
And I'm thankful for that.
而且我为此呢非常的感恩。
But we are slaves of God.
但是呢我们是神的奴隶。
We used to be slaves of sin.
我们曾经是罪的奴隶。
But now we've become slaves of righteousness.
但是现在呢我们是公义的奴隶。
We were enslaved to ourselves.
我们是我们自己的奴隶。
But when Jesus comes into our life, we are now his property.
但是现在呢，当神来到我们的生命当中的时候。
And that's infinitely better than being slaves to ourselves.
因为之前我们是我们自己的奴隶。
I mean, look at the world.
现在看一下这个世界。
Look what the world has become because people choose to live for themselves rather than to live for the God who loves them and created them.
看一看人们当他们选择为自己而活而不是为主而活的时候，这个世界变成了什么样子？
One of the primary ways that Paul refers to himself throughout the scriptures is a slave of Jesus Christ.
保罗呢在这个写的当中他总是不断地提到自己说他是主耶稣的奴隶。
And so you may think you're free.
你可能认为你是自由的。
But in reality, spiritually, you are either a slave of sin or you're a slave of God.
但事实上呢从你属灵的角度来看要不然你就是神的奴隶要不然你就是罪的奴隶。
And when we begin to understand that and live that reality, our lives will begin to change.
当我们逐渐地认识到这一点并且生活在这样的现实当中的时候我们的生命就会有改变。
But we're not just slaves.
但是我们并不仅仅是奴隶。
Paul uses another metaphor for the reality in which we live.
保罗呢他用了另外一个比喻告诉我们现实到底是什么。
He says we are soldiers.
他说我们是战士。
There are many passages in the New Testament where Paul talks about the whole concept of spiritual warfare.
在这个新约当中呢保罗好多次提到说这个属灵的征战。
Now, if you go to Syria today or to Iraq, you will see a real war.
如果你现在去伊拉克或者是叙利亚你会看到一个真正的战争。
There are real bullets.
有那个子弹。
And there are big tanks.
有很大的坦克。
And there are bombs going off everywhere.
有各种这种炸下来的这种炸弹。
And if you walk into that battlefield, what's going to happen to you?
如果要是你走到那样的战场上，会发生什么呢？
If you're not prepared,
如果你没准备好的话，
and you're not properly equipped,
然后你没有有更好的这种武装的话，
you're going to die.
你会死去的。
Well, is that real?
这是真的吗？
Of course it is.
当然了。
I would not even, believe me, I don't want to go there.
相信我，我根本不想去那些地方。
But there is a war going on around us that is every bit as real, even though we can't see it.
但是呢，在我们中间也有这样的一个战争，它是真正的战争，虽然我们根本看不到。
It's a spiritual war in which there are angels and demons that are fighting for the rule of God in our midst.
这是属灵的这种战争，就是天使和魔鬼他们之间在征战。
And yet we get up every morning and...We walk off without our armor and without our swords, and you know we can be wounded in a situation like that.
但是我们每天早上醒来之后呢，我们就离开了，我们不会去有装做好我们的装备，这样我们会受伤的。
And so it's essential that we recognize that what is real is the spiritual battle that's taking place around us every moment of every day.
所以呢，对于我们来说，什么是现实？现实就是这样属灵的战争是每天每刻都在发生的。
So you're a slave.
所以你是一个奴隶
and you're a soldier,
而且你是一个战士
but you're also an ambassador.
与此同时你也是个使者
Now what's an ambassador?
使者是什么呢
Well, an ambassador is someone who represents his country in another land.
使者呢就是代表自己的国家到别的国家去的一个人
So if you're the American ambassador to China, then when you go there, you represent the entirety of your country.
所以如果要是你是中你是那个在中国的这个驻美大使驻华大使美国驻华大使的话那你就是代表美国的。
You're expressing the desires and the will of the leadership and the people that you represent.
所以你所代表的就是你的这个人民。
And in 2 Corinthians 5:20, Paul tells us that we are ambassadors for Christ.
所以呢，在这个哥林多后书的第五章第二十节呢，保罗告诉我们说，我们是主耶稣的使者。
In other words, our responsibility, our primary responsibility to God and to the world is for us to represent God's interests to them.
所以呢，我们最重要的职责就是我们要在这个世界当中来代表神。
I mean, a very simple way of putting that is you are to be a witness for the reality that you live in.
所以呢，就是另一个比较简单的话来说，就是你要成为你所知道的这个现实的见证人。
Now, I don't know about you, but the idea of being a slave doesn't appeal to me very much.
我不知道大家是怎么想的，但是对于我来说，成为奴隶这件事让我觉得不太爽。
I'm so old now that the idea of being a soldier scares me.
然后我现在很老了，所以要成为一个战士的话，这个让我觉得有点害怕。
The idea of being an ambassador is kind of cool.
要成为一个使者，让我觉得这是一个很酷的一件事。
And that's what we are.
这就是我们，我们就是使者。
We are slaves who have become soldiers who God has made ambassadors to the world.
我们就是奴隶，然后成为了战士，然后神呢又让我们作为他的使者。
But even better than that is, we are sons and daughters of God.
但是比做使者更好的是什么呢？就是我们是神的儿女。
Romans 8:14 goes so far as to say that if the Spirit lives in you, you are sons and daughters of God.
这个是罗马书第八章第十四节上面写的，因为蒙神的引导都是神的儿子。
You know what that means, don't you?
你们明白这是什么意思吗？
It means your royalty.
这是意思就是说你的忠心。
That's even better than being an ambassador, right?
这个是比成为这个使者更好的一件事情。
And God has given us that privilege. He's adopted us into his family.
他把我们收养了，让我们成为他家庭的一部分。
And that seems to be a far difference than being a slave, doesn't it?
这个作为神的儿女跟做这个奴隶，这是大相径庭的，不是吗？
All that God owns and all that God has belongs to you as an heir, a fellow heir with Jesus Christ.
神所拥有的东西，神所有的东西都是，也是你所拥有的，因为你是他的后裔。
So, if the rich young man had given up everything that he had, what was he getting in return?
所以呢，如果那个有钱的年轻人，他把他所有的东西都给变卖了，那么他所得到的东西又是什么呢？
He was getting much more than that.
他得到的比他所有的东西多得多了。
And yet he couldn't see past that fact that those riches enslaved and controlled him.
但是呢，他并没有发现说他所拥有的这些财富事实上是让把他变成了一个奴隶，他自己财产的奴隶。
I don't know about you, but when I get up in the morning, if I think about myself as being, Mike McQueen,American. It's not real exciting.
所以我每天早上起来的时候，我会想到，如果我就想到我自己是 Mike McQueen， 然后我是一个美国人，并没有那么让我激动。
But when I wake up in the morning and I think of the fact that I'm Mike McQueen, a son of God, whoa!
但是每天早上我起来，如果我想，我是 Mike McQueen， 然后我是神的儿子，哇，真是太让人激动了。
But the one thing you have to keep in mind is the fact that that royalty is indeed a privilege, but it is also a responsibility.
但是呢，大家想到就是作为神的一个儿子，你是皇，像是皇室的成员那样，这不仅仅是一个荣誉，这也是有责任的。
Because our model is the Son of God.
因为呢，我们的这个榜样就是神的儿子。
And what did the Son of God do?
那么这个神的儿子他做了什么呢？
Paul tells us in Philippians that he took the form of a slave and came and lived among us.
所以呢，保罗在这个以弗所书当中讲到说，他呢就是作为了一个奴隶，他来到这里跟我们一起生活。
When a sense brings us full circle.
所以这个呢，就是把我们就是前后都连接到了一起。
We start with becoming a slave of Christ.
我们开始的时候，我们是神的奴隶。
We wind up as brothers and sisters of Christ.
然后我们最后呢，我们是这个主耶稣的这个兄弟姐妹。
That we might come back and be servants and God's people to reach out here in the earth.
然后我们来到这里呢，我们是要去服侍神，然后来到在这个世界上向更多的人传福音。
I'm taking an awful long time to get through my sermon.
我花了很长时间向大家讲道。
The next slide.
下一张。
The last misunderstanding that we have oftentimes is with regard to the nature of missions.
最后呢，我们的一个误区就是关于这个宣教的。
And I'm sure all of you remember the last time I was here a couple of months ago, I did a sermon specifically on this topic.
可能大家记得大概一两个月之前我来这里向大家讲了一下关于宣教的东西。
So now we're going to have a test. Please take out a piece of paper and a pen.
所以现在我们要有一个随堂测验哈，大家拿出来一张纸和一支笔。
No, I'm not going to do that.
还好，我今天不会这样做。
But you need to keep in mind the fact that the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ is to go and to make disciples of all nations.
但是呢，大家要记住的是，这个神他的教会使命。就是大家能够走出去，能够无论是来自哪个地方的人，都让他们成为神的门徒。
And that's something again that is not a God is not asking for volunteers. He's commanded us to do this.
再强调一下呢，神他并不是说让你就是找志愿者，而是他要求我们这么去做。
And that will require sacrifice.
这个是需要去做出有牺牲的。
And it will require time.
时间。
And it means that we need to be a people who pray.
这个意味着呢，我们要经常的去祷告。
And a people who listen to what God wants.
然后呢，我们要去听神他到底想要的是什么。
But when we begin to realize that the reason that God has placed us here is not to become the greatest professor or the most wonderful musician.
但是当我们意识到神让我们在这里，并不是要让我们成为最成功的教授，或者是最好的这个音乐家的时候。
But to live our lives for His glory, then it changes everything.
但是他让我们在这里是为了让我们为他的荣耀而生活的时候呢，所有的事情都被改变了。
Next slide, please.
You know, 下一张画面。
If you think what the early church did, it really is incredible.
如果大家想想早期的教会所做的事情，真的是太让人难以置信了。
This is a quote from Ruth Tucker, who wrote a history of Christianity called From Jerusalem to Irianjaya.
这个是呢另外一个我今天要引用的。
She said, by the end of the first century, the church was established to some extent in Europe, Africa, and Asia. But by the middle of the fourth century, the Christian movement, especially in the eastern part of the empire, had become so powerful that even emperors had to bow to its presence.What this proves is that the New Testament statement of the Great Commission did not so much inspire missionary outreach as it described the automatic outreach of a vital, dynamic faith. Jesus had said the gates of hell would not prevail against it, and neither could the power of Rome, with all its repeated periods of persecution, stem the tide of its irresistible advance.
所以呢，这个主要讲的就是说，之前在一世纪的时候，这个教会还没有。多大有没有多大的势力？可是到了四世纪的时候，即使是那些君主、那些国王，他们都要在神面前就是谦卑。因为而这种改变呢，并不是只是来自于大家这种对神的这种信任。即使当时罗马有很多对基督徒的迫害。
As we start a new academic year,
我们这里的一个新学期的开始。
And as we think about what it is that we are supposed to be on this planet to accomplish, it's good to remember this.
对于我们就是在这个地球上面所要做的事情呢，今天我所讲的我的讲道，希望大家能够记住。
It's good for us to keep in mind the fact that what is real for us as believers is yes, it's this, but it's also the spiritual reality that God has placed us in Jesus Christ.
对于我们来说，什么是现实呢？当然，我们看到的是，但是更重要的是在属灵层面的现实。
So we need to make sure the reality of our salvation.
所以我们要去明白说我们救恩的这个现实。
It's not just a fire insurance policy, but it's a commitment to the lordship of Jesus Christ and accomplishing what He wants.
这并不只是一个保险，这只是更多的是我们向神做出了一个承诺，我们要去服侍他。
We need to remember that we are slaves and we are soldiers and we are ambassadors and we are sons and daughters of God.
我们要明白呢，是我们是奴隶，我们是战士，我们是使者，但更重要的是，我们是神的儿女。
And we need to remember that our entire purpose for existence as individuals and as a church is to bring glory to God by extending His kingdom and taking the gospel to all the nations.
我们要明白的是，我们作为一个个体，更重要的是作为一个教会，我们在这里存在的意义就是我们要去扩张神的天国，要把这个福音带给更多的人。
Because when we begin to live this real reality,
因为当我们去为这个真正的现实而生活的时候，
we will see the same thing take place that Ruth Tucker described in her book.
我们就会看到当时一世纪到四世纪之间发生的这种教会的复兴。
May God give us eyes to see.And ears to hear and hearts to obey.
愿神呢能够为我们带来可以看到的眼睛，可以听到的耳朵和顺服的心。
Amen.
Amen.